Farouk, it's all over probably quicker than we all expected. England have won by an innings and 244 runs. India all out for 94 in their second innings. Just give us your reaction to what has been another disappointing day.
Well, they've thrown in the towel. You know, they've embarrassed themselves. They've been absolutely pathetic. Losing in 3 days, twice. I mean, I just couldn't understand the run out of Gautam Gambhir. Was it chasing runs or something? Were they, you know, playing an IPL game or what? I just don't understand the logic. It's been absolutely mind-blowing, the performance of the Indian batsmen. I think Mr. Duncan Fletcher would have to answer a lot for that, because he's the batting coach, isn't he? And the cricket coach. So, you know, a lot of questions will be asked. And, you know, it's just one pathetic performance. Kohli getting 20. I mean, I don't know. Has he told me 100 in the whole series? I mean, terrible. But a man of his caliber who came here with such a great record and such great expectations, you know, to perish in such a way and to be humiliated in such a way. You know, I think the Indian public will be absolutely furious for having spent so much money on tickets and traveling and drinks and food and all that. I'm surprised they didn't want their money back, because, you know, what can I say? The performance has been absolutely pathetic. You know, you can't describe it in words.
Yeah, I mean, for a week.
What the heads were down. They had a bit of bad luck in some decisions. It's their own fault not embracing the DRS system. But that's not. India were well and truly beaten on all counts by England. And this England side was on the rocks before the series started. Alistair Cook's captaincy was in a, you know, there was a question mark over there. England have come out with flying colours, and they gained in confidence after every game, after every wicket. But the Indians have allowed them to do that. You know, Indians have allowed England to get the momentum. And what a great thing for England, because, you know, before the Ashes tour and all that. So, you know, all credit to England for, and all credit to Anderson, or Moeen Ali, when he was called upon to bowl. He bowled his little heart out. I mean, all, you know, just all credit to England, and no credit to India, unfortunately.
I mean, even
diabolical is the word. Yeah.
Yeah, even England fans, I think, will be not as disappointed as India, but disappointed in a way, because this just didn't live up to the hype, did it? There was no real contest from sort of Lords onwards.
Well, especially after the Lords recovery. They recovered magnificently at Lords, and I was all praise for the Indian lads, you know, on your program. You know, it was nothing but praise for them. Fantastic. England have shot themselves in the foot. Then we thought India had shot themselves in the foot in the next game at Southampton. But then India continued, you know, shooting themselves in both feet. With the technique. There's no heart, no technique, no passion. The main thing is technique. They're not technically equipped to play swing and seam bowling. You know, they're not coming behind the ball. They were not using the feet at all. They were just, you know, trying to give the slip fielders catching practice. I'm extremely disappointed, to say the least, in the performance of our boys.
Well, now, Farouk, do you think heads will roll, or they'll just go into the ODI series and forget it?
Roll. And I think the head that I would like to see roll is Duncan Fletcher's, because he's been on a good wicket for a long time, you know, a good number. And what's his contribution been? You know, year after year, we see disappointment and excuse it. We'll take the positives from this, take the positives from that. But, you know, Duncan Fletcher hasn't shown any sort of leadership qualities, in the sense that the morale, the lads' morale, the heads are down. You need someone like him to lift them up and lift them up big time. Say, come on, guys, you can't be a bad team overnight. You know, you're good players, you've got great records in Test cricket, great records in international cricket, one day cricket, whatever it be. Come on, take it out. And all that, they just threw it away. They had to bat for another half an hour, and they haven't gone for 2 days. They could have saved the match, they could have been at the Oval, you know, one all. Instead, they were 2-1 down. And I think they came to the Oval with their heads down, and of course, England winning the toss was a great thing. Had Dhoni won the toss, I don't know what he would have done. He had a great opportunity at Old Trafford to put England in on a real green smile. But he didn't do that. He decided to bat. Obviously, he was misguided, you know, because Dhoni hasn't got my experience of English cricket conditions. I was around. They have all got my phone number. Been only two. I offered my services free of charge, completely free of charge to the board for the second time. 4 years ago, I did the same thing. I didn't want a penny from the Indian board. I'm fiercely proud to be an Indian, and I would have just loved India to put up a good fight. Okay, win or lose, one team has to win, one team has to lose. But I didn't want to step on Mr. Fletcher's toes or anything like that. But I know every player of graphic old trap. I know every player in England. No one has bothered to even ask anything. I mean, just mind-blowing. I know I could have helped them immensely. And I would have loved, dearly loved to do that without expecting anything in return. I underline that fact. I've just been love to be associated with the team, just as a silent advisor. And I would have put them right in so many counts. You know, something that Duncan Fletcher should have been doing. You know, and he's very, very highly played, believe me. So you can tell in my voice that it's more than anger, it's frustration and disappointment, huge disappointment. I feel for the lads. Because they're young lads, some of them may never recover from the scars that have taken place. I hope they do soon, you know, and get their confidence back. Because India is such a cricket mad country, cricket loving country, and I hope the lads, you know, they're about to get some stick when they get back home, without any doubt. Of course, there are one day internationals left and all that, and a chance to save a bit of grace, because India are a better one day side, I reckon, than a test match side. So should they win a couple of one-day internationals, or should they, the ODI series or the one-day series, at least they can redeem themselves there, which I hope, sincerely hope they do.
Yeah, I think we echo your thoughts there. Farooq, just finally, do you think there's been any sort of hangover from the Anderson Jadeja incident or the off-field stuff that happened, or is this purely technical?
No, I mean, people can use that as an excuse or what, but in my opinion, that was just a little skirmish that the media got hold of and made a huge fuss of it. Nothing at all. You know, how could that affect the morale of the team? You know, India was affected badly by that. So, I mean, no. I don't think so at all. If anyone, James Anderson should have been affected. And I think it's the best happening. Jimmy is a world-class bowler. A world-class opening bowler. And he had the right conditions to bowl. He had the right wickets to bowl at. You know, to bowl on, rather. And he made full use of them. Pitched the ball, bowled intelligently, swung the ball both ways. Jimmy Anderson was magnificent. I've seen Jimmy, as you know, he's grown up as a young boy in front of me. And I've always admired him, you know, the way he's bowled, the way he's swung the ball. He's learned a lot over the years. He was truly magnificent. There was a huge gap between Jimmy and the rest of the bowlers on either side. And I think he's the one who's made all the difference. Having said that, Moeen Ali put his arm up and comes with a huge number of wickets that nobody expected. I think the Indians went after him to try and escape playing the quickies. And perhaps they lost the wickets that way. Because I don't think Moeen Ali, he may be the first to admit that he didn't bowl up. He just bowled a good line of length. And most of his wickets were off straight balls, not real ripping off spinners as an off spinner should do. But the Indian batsmen got themselves out, you know, with their own fault, not for any skilled bowling. There are bowlers like Moeen Ali. There are at least 100 bowlers in India who are better than Moeen Ali, without exaggeration. Any club cricket will have a bowler better than Moeen Ali, and I can vouch for that. In Bombay alone, there might be 100. But this is a test match. They were backed up by excellent fielding. You know, the inner fielders were superb. They took all the catches. The Indians dropped all the catches. Most of the catches, you know, in the slips. Dhoni standing far too back, you know, gathering the ball at the ankle. With the result, the slips were going back. And so many chances went to begging. And when they came down ankle high, they were dropping them because they were getting up too soon and not getting down in time. The secret is to keep low for a wicketkeeper as long as possible, and for the first dip to do the same. Keep as low as possible and rise with the ball. This is basic, which they were not doing. And hence the catches were going.